It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, October 19th, 2021. Today we mark the birthday of Frank J. Durbin, born in New Hampshire in 1895. Durbin was one of the last surviving American soldiers from World War I and is believed to be the very last survivor of the Battle of Verdun. By 1915, at age 20, he joined the United States Army. 2 years later, he was shipped out to France, where he served with the American and French armies at Verdun. While over there, Durbin hauled artillery throughout the front line areas. The battle was the longest of the First World War and took place on the hills north of Verdun on the River Meuse. Using the experience of the Second Battle of Champagne in 1915, the Germans planned to capture the Meuse Heights, an excellent defensive position with good observation for artillery fire on Verdun. The Germans hoped the French would commit their strategic reserve to recapture the position and suffer catastrophic losses at little cost to the Germans. However, poor weather delayed the beginning of the attack until the 21st of February, but the Germans captured Fort Douaumont in the first 3 days. The advance then slowed for several days despite inflicting many French casualties. However, French General Philippe Pétain ordered no retreat and insisted that German attacks were to be counterattacked, despite this exposing French infantry to German artillery fire. In early May, the Germans changed tactics again and made local attacks and counterattacks. The Germans tried alternating their attacks on either side of the river and in June captured Fort Vaux. Then they advanced toward the last geographical objectives of their original plan, driving a wedge into the French defenses. Fleury was captured and the Germans came within 2 miles of the Verdun citadel, but in July the offensive was cut back to provide troops, artillery, and ammunition for the Battle of the Somme, leading to a similar transfer of the French 10th Army to the same front. From June 23rd to August 17th, Fleury changed hands 16 times, and a German attack on Fort Souville failed. In September and December, French counteroffensives recaptured much of the ground on the east bank and recovered Fort Douaumont and Fort Vaux. The battle lasted 302 days, the longest and one of the most costly in human history. In 2000, Hannes Herr and Klaus Naumann calculated that the French suffered 377,231 casualties and the Germans 337,000, with an average of 70,000 a month. In 2014, William Philpott wrote of 976,000 casualties in 1916 and 1.25 million in the vicinity during the war. In France, the battle came to symbolize the determination of the French army and the destructiveness of the war. Frank Durbin was a part of all that, and he stayed in the American Army after World War I, guarding the Mexican border in the 1920s and serving in the Second World War as well. After his military service, he worked for General Motors. By 1963, at age 68, he had moved to Florida and stayed there for the rest of his life. He died in Winter Haven on April 25th, 1999, at the astonishing age of 103. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 19th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.